This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and this morning I'm with Chris Howard, who is the Coast Walker. And Chris, we're going to walk around St Andrew's Square because you haven't quite started yet this morning.
I haven't started this morning, no, and I wanted to see a bit more of the city centre. So.
Absolutely. I thought we would walk around St Andrew's Square at roughly the pace that you keep when you're walking. Is this...
I go a bit faster than this generally, but that's
okay.
Then, no,
we can
I'm happy
step it
to slow down, and otherwise you might hear us panting.
Well, there is that too. So how many miles have you done so far?
About 9,500 so far.
Gee, and when did you start? You started in July, but was that July 2020?
That's right. So I've been away on the road for 393 days now.
Gosh, and did you not even go back for Christmas?
I didn't. My family came to see me in Inverness for 2 days, and then I got straight back onto the walk.
You must be missing them. Is that the hardest part?
That's definitely the hardest part, is missing my daughters and my wife, yeah. I don't see them very much, and I probably won't see them now until I get home.
How long do you think it's going to take you to go from to walk from Edinburgh down to... Are you going to Cambridge or to Norfolk?
So my official finish point is in Norfolk, where I started. That's my whole perimeter lap. But I'm then going to walk up the River Ouse into the city centre of Cambridge, which will take me another few days, just to sort of bolster the last bit of fundraising publicity opportunity.
And are you hoping, you've got pigeons here, you don't think you've got many pigeons on the coast. Do you hope then that maybe some people might come and join you in the last bit?
Exactly, yeah, I'm hoping that some people will meet me in Norfolk, and then a few people might end up walking that stretch into Cambridge with me. There's a few schools and scout groups that want to meet me at the end, so I think Bridge Street is the city centre itself. I think they'll meet me on the bridge.
Good. So why are you doing all this walking?
Well, I'm raising money for BBC Children in Need, mainly because during the first lockdown, I looked at my own daughters and realised how lucky they were to have a healthy, loving environment to grow up in. And we're always positive and encouraging of them. That's not the same for lots of children in the UK. And in fact, the lockdown made it worse for lots of children being at home and the situations they were in. So I wanted to do something about that and try and make something positive out of the negative situation that was COVID.
Yeah. Well, and so far you have raised?
Nearly £31,000 so far, which I'm pretty pleased about. And I'd like to see if I can keep pushing it up. If I can get to 40,000 by the time I...
We'll just stop here. I won't make you walk around again.
Oh, that's okay.
Because I think you've probably done enough miles. You know, I'm beginning to realise what it must take. It must take a lot of stamina. How do you keep yourself going then from day to day? Because I believe that you're kind of relying on the kindness of friends and strangers.
So I suppose in effect I've made myself homeless, and people often see me that way. And especially in cities, people don't talk to me because I look and probably smell homeless most of the time.
Which I'm not too close, Chris.
But no, it's a bit of a sad indictment of our time and society that we won't talk to homeless people. Homeless people are just people, you know.
Yeah.
And I find that strange. And I get treated that way. And I feel like I've been in those shoes for a long time now. But but no, I just have to sort of keep myself positive and say to myself, you know, every step I take is a step closer to home now. So, yeah. And I'm back on the right side of the UK finally. So.
Absolutely, down on the East Coast. You must have seen some really pretty sights so on the way.
I've seen some amazing things, yeah, and everybody says the West is best, but I can tell you the East Coast is just as beautiful. It's different. The West probably, to a lot of people, is best, but for me it was the worst because it's so long.
And very uninhabited, lots of
it's empty parts. Yeah, and for me I think the longest time I went was about 23 days without seeing another person, and that's hard. You know, you get lonely, you start talking to yourself, you're reliant on taking risks a lot of the time and trying to find food wherever you can, having to carry more because of that. But but now I'm sort of hopping from city to city all the way home, really.
Good. And what do you do then if you don't have a bed for the night?
I just camp. I've got a tent with me, sleeping bag, and I just pitch up wherever I can and do my best, really. I normally pitch up in the dark and I leave pretty much at first light. So
you're not really seen by anyone. I did see you at on your website at Dunnet Head, and it didn't look very friendly. It looked very windy.
It's pretty empty as well, Dunnet Head. It's quite remote and fairly isolated out there. It was windy because that day I walked from Dunnet Head to John O'Groats is when Storm Arwen hit, and that was pretty rough. And actually, in the interest of safety, my brother and my brother-in-law were with me, and I didn't want to put them at risk any more than I already had. So we flagged down a bus at John O'Groats, and we're headed back to Thurso.
And
we got a room in Thurso for the night.
So yeah, so it's not been without its moments then, this trip.
Absolutely not. No, there's been a few sort of life in my hands situations, especially sort of on Noida and in Cape Wrath, really remote and isolated areas. I had early onset hyperthermia in Cape Wrath. I had a really bad storm set in with whiteout conditions, and navigating became very difficult. I had to jump into a river and swim across. I hadn't anticipated just how difficult Cape Wrath would be, but that's by far been my worst bit.
How did you plan for this? Did you actually sit down and really map your route along the coast, or did you realise which bits might be trickiest, or what kind of planning, or is it seat of the pants and you just start walking with the sea on your left?
Well, the thing is, I started in Norfolk, which is incredibly flat. There's a coast path and it's pretty straightforward. I actually came up with the idea and then left 3 weeks later. And the reason for that is planning a journey like this could take me a year. And my wife made a very good point in the beginning, which was, if you plan it for too long, you might talk yourself out of it. So I thought, you know what, you're right, I'll pack my bag, get up and I'll go. And once I'm gone, I have to kind of keep going. So it was just a case of get on with it, you know.
So here you are in Edinburgh, and how long do you think it'll take you to get home from here?
I'd like to be home early March, maybe late February, depending on how fast I can go. And I think that's feasible. Everybody seems shocked when I say that, but actually the East Coast has been really quick so far. And you know, it's heavily built up. There are lots of people to help me. There are lots of roads, towns, actual paths, which there just aren't in the West. And the West Coast and the North is so in and out and wiggly with the inner seas and locks and various things. The Kintyre Peninsula, for example, when you get to the head of Loch Fyne, you head south for 189 miles before you can go north again.
But that, they have that sort of thing doesn't exist here. There.
Well, yeah, they do. But
that's fantastic. Chris, how can people help you? Where is your website?
So people go to my website, which is thecoastwalker.com. There's a Just Giving link there to give money to the charity. It all goes directly to children in need. That's the most important thing. But they can also email me through the website, or ring me. They can get on my social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. They can contact me anywhere they like if they want to offer help, or if they want to feed me or anything like that, they're able to. There's a buy me a coffee link on there as well, so they can donate that way. But yeah, the most important thing is go to the website, and if they can share it with groups of people or friends, that's really helpful, because the power of social media has been the biggest benefit. And
would you like some people to walk with you? Would you like a little company now?
I would love people to walk with me if they're willing to, and if there are people that are out there that are keen on the coast or walking, then yeah, I always appreciate company, especially because I spent so much time alone in the West, and generally I'm a stranger in every town I go to and nobody talks to me. So
well, best of luck, Chris. We hope that maybe some people listening might top up your almost £31,000 that you can then give to children in need. Thank you so much.
Thank you.